Hi there. Thanks for tuning in to check out these words, powerful words from Clarissa Pinkola Estes. And this piece is something that Hillary and I share in many of the workshops, retreats, trainings that we do. And we thought these words might be healing for you during this time of year. That can be challenging for so many of us. We hope you enjoy them as much as we do. And before we begin, I wanted to just invite you to take a moment to invest in your setup, to just think about what might make the receiving of these words just a little bit sweeter. What would allow you to be a little more present to this reading? You might close the door, dim the lights, lay down. You might take a moment to just stretch out before continuing the recording if you want to hit the pause button. And now that you're ready, you might close your eyes or just soften your gaze. Notice where your feet are in the room and just allow the awareness of your feet ground you in this moment, the only moment. And bring your awareness to your breath and just notice your body breathing like a body. No need to change the breath. Just noticing the breath as it moves in and as the breath moves out. As you breathe in, just notice that you're breathing in. And as you breathe out, just notice that you're breathing out. And on your next exhalation, you might see if you can release some of the tension that you're carrying. This piece is called How to Silence a Woman Retrieving Her Voice, and I'll be reading it in a way that makes it gender inclusive. When someone says, "We're saying the same thing," say, "We are not saying the same thing." When someone says, "Don't question, just have faith," say, "I am questioning and I have supreme faith in what I think." When someone says, "Don't defy my authority," say, "There is a higher authority that I follow." When someone says, "Your ideas are seductive," say, "No, my ideas are not seductive, they are substantial." When someone says, "Your ideas are dangerous," say, "Yes, my ideas are dangerous, and what are you so afraid of?" When it says, "It's just not done," say, "It will be done." When it is said it is immature, say all life begins small and must be allowed to grow. When it is said it's not well thought out, say it is well thought out. When they say you're overreacting, say you're underreacting. When they say you're being emotional, say, "Of course I have well-placed emotions, and by the way, what happened to yours?" When they say, "You're not making any sense," say, "I don't make sense. I am the sense." When they say, "I can't understand you when you're crying," say, "Make no mistake. I can weep and be fierce at the same time." When they say, "I can't understand you when you're being so angry," say, "You couldn't hear me when I was being nice, sweet, or silent either." When they say, You're missing the point. Say, I'm not missing the point, but you seem to be missing my point. What are you so afraid of? When someone says you are breaking the rules, say, yes, I'm breaking the rules. When someone says that's not practical, say, it's practically a done deal, thank you very much. When it is said no one will do it, believe you follow it, say, I will do it, I will believe in it, and in time the world may well follow it. When it is said no one wants to listen to that, say, I know you have a hard time listening to that. When it is said it's a closed system, you can't change it, say, I'm going to knock twice, and if there is no answer, then I'm going to blow the doors off that system and it will change. When it is said they'll ignore you, say, they won't ignore me and the hundreds of thousands who stand with me. When they say it's already been done, say it's not been done well enough. When they say it's not time yet, say it's way past time. It's beyond damn time. When they say it's not the right day, right month, right year, tell them the right year was last year and the right month was last month and the right day was yesterday and you're running behind schedule and what in the name of God and all that is holy are you going to do about it? When they say, who do you think you are? Tell them who you are and don't hold back. When they say, I put up with it, you'll have to put up with it too. Say, no, 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 no. When they say, I've suffered a long time and you'll have to suffer too. Say, no, 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 no. When they say, you're an incorrigible, defiant, hard to get along with, unreasonable person. Say yes, 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 yes. And I have worse news for you yet. We are teaching the people in our lives to be just like us. Taking a breath in and a breath out. You might just take a moment to notice what's here, to allow it to be. We thank you. We trust you. We trust your body. And we trust you with your body. We hope you have a good day.